It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Dave Curran, the founder of Ravepool. Dave, how are you?
I'm very good, Michael. Thanks for inviting me on.
It's lovely to talk to you. Ravepool, a beneficiary of the MK Tech Fund, which we'll talk about in a moment. First of all, fill us in on what is Ravepool?
So Ravepool's an online digital music pool. It's for DJs and dance music fans to subscribe to, and then they can download all the music they want that comes from independent artists and labels who add music onto the service. So it's free for independent artists to join, and hopefully it aims to provide a much fairer model for payment than other music services that are currently out there. So almost all of these subscribers' fees are going to go directly to the artists behind the music that they download that month.
Amazing. So these sorts of record pools do kind of exist for DJs to access music, but is it primarily sort of commercially available stuff? There's not really one for independent artists.
Exactly, yep. So as you say, there are DJ pools out there, but yes, they're traditionally based around sort of, you know, pop music or hip hop music or the stuff you'll hear maybe, you know, in your commercial clubs. There's not really anything out there for independent and up and coming sort of dance music artists. And really, that's where a lot of the creativity and innovation comes from in the dance music industry. And, you know, this aims really to sort of help the people out who are behind that music and sort of get them feeling like they're a bit more rewarded for what they're doing.
Amazing. So let's talk a little bit about your journey so far then. Like, how did you come up with this as an idea?
Yep. So, I mean, I'm lucky enough to have been a DJ for over 20 years. And again, I'm lucky enough to have played sort of in other countries. And I've run a couple of labels in my time. And I still get out there from time to time. And I've also worked in the software industry for over 20 years as well, sort of as the day job, as it was. And I was invited a few years ago by MK Geek Night, which is a night done by Protospace for the tech community in Milton Keynes. And I did a talk about sort of my journey from being a bedroom DJ and a bedroom artist through to playing at international festivals. And through talking about that, it led me to think about, you know, the way that the current industry is for independent artists and how things could be made better. So like I said, I've always kept my software day job and my sort of music night job separate. So now these are kind of crashing together in this new tech startup that we've got going.
It sounds great. So have you built this entirely yourself?
Yes, both me and my sort of co-founder, my tech lead, Keith Williams, we've devoted skills and that to developing this. And we're about to sort of launch our beta program very, very soon, which we'll be able to sign up for and join in and see how it all works.
Amazing. Well, we look forward to hearing how that goes. Presumably, there's two sets of people that need to know about this then. The independent artists, so they can get on it, but also then the DJs, so they can access it.
Yes. So it'll be the independent artists who maybe have used other sort of services in the past, things like Bandcamp or things like that to put the music on. But yes, also it aims itself at DJs, sort of local community DJs, nightclub DJs, and music fans, dance music fans who want to hear the latest music from independent artists that they wouldn't hear elsewhere possibly.
Yeah, so as a DJ yourself, I suspect you've got a network of DJs that you can sort of spread this around to, but how are you going to get it sort of further afield?
Yes, so we're looking at launching the beta with around 100 people. So these are people I know personally, but also it's open to anyone who is a DJ and wants to sort of join in on service, particularly if you've used software platforms in the past, that'll be a big help. Mm-hmm. And then sort of later in the summer, we'll be going to do a PR campaign and launching it more generally within sort of the dance music industry through press and also at festivals and events and things like that.
It's an absolutely brilliant idea. So well done on everything you've achieved so far. How long this been in the works?
So originally my sort of talk at the MK Geek Night was in June 2021 in the middle of lockdown.
Right.
I was working from home like many other people were. And if I wasn't working, we were doing live streams on Twitch or something like that. And then once sort of, you know, the industry came back and everyone started going back to work again, it basically sat as a Word document on my PC for a number of years until last summer. And I thought, you know, maybe we should do something about this. And we've been developing the software since last autumn. And thanks to MKIG and all the other sort of tech community of Milton Keynes, specifically this year where I've done a lot more networking, it's really kind of pushed the idea forward and turned it into reality.
Well, amazing. Well, congratulations. You mentioned the Milton Keynes Investors Group there, and of course you're a beneficiary of the MK Tech Fund. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very lucky, yes.
What will the fund mean for Ravepool?
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously, software aside, that's obviously the most important aspect of having a software product. There's lots of things around starting a business that can take time and are quite hard to do when you're a startup and you've got limited funds. So most of the fund is going to help us get our legal framework sorted, especially when you've got things like intellectual property. For the artists, you want to make sure that they're properly covered, and also for the people who are subscribing to the service. It's going to go towards PR and basically business costs and helping us get up and running and developing the software.
Fantastic. Well, I can't wait to see what happens with Ravepool next. How big is the dance music scene in Milton Keynes, would you say? And is that going to feed into Ravepool?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I've had in the back of my mind as well. Many years ago, there was a night in Milton Keynes called Beat Check when I first moved to Milton Keynes, almost 20 years ago now, which was a good sort of a community event for music in Milton Keynes. And we actually did an album back then. I was part of that. But more recently, you know, there's the more big events that people would have heard about. We've got Chasing Status at the Bowl in August.
Yes.
There's events at Fresh Rush Gardens in the summer. There's a Sanctuary reunion at Marshall Stadium for people who are old enough to remember that. But also there's places like Unit 9, and they're doing amazing things, the team there, over the last sort of quite a few years now. But, you know, there are very, very good resources in Milton Keynes and places to go for people who are into dance music. But I really want to, specifically as someone who lives in Milton Keynes and has DJed in Milton Keynes, really want to sort of do something that can help the sort of people who are in Milton Keynes and are independent music artists. So by all means, please get in touch and feel free to sign up for the beta, and I'd love to sort of hear your stories.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my next questions was going to be, how can people, I know you said you're launching a beta program, but how can people either submit their music or, you know, register their interest as a DJ?
Yep. So if they head on to our website, it's ravepool.net. That's ravepool.net. There's a big sign up button in the top right corner, which you can click and then sign up for our beta.
Fantastic. Do get signed up. And obviously a DJ yourself, now launching a tech startup. How are you finding the whole transition to being a businessman?
Yeah, it's always an interesting thing, that work-life balance. You know, it used to be that I was also finishing software development on a Friday and then going and heading up to sort of DJ in a warehouse in Leeds or somewhere at 3 a.m. and then coming back and being a dad and my father too as well. So
right.
This is adding another little sort of a straw on Matt Campbell's back. But as long as you've got the work-life balance and sort of you know where you are with things, then it's fine. But it's an interesting challenge, and it's one I'm really relishing.
Yeah, well, listen, congratulations on everything you've achieved so far. We can't wait to see it success over the next few years. Ravepool, a brilliant idea. And Dave, the founder, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.